the sound of a student on a treadmill here at Hartford Community College. A college student preparing for a very special race on campus, honoring the memory of a history major who graduated from here 10 years ago.
My name is Russell Hurd. I live in Abingdon. In January 2008, my daughter Heather, who had moved to Florida to work for Walt Disney World, was killed by a distracted driver on January 3rd, 2008.
Word from Orlando that 26-year-old Heather Hurd, who grew up in Harford County, was killed in a crash when a tractor trailer plowed into the back of a line of vehicles stopped for a red light. Florida Highway Patrol investigators say the driver of the tractor trailer was texting at the time of the deadly crash that took the life of the Harford County Community College grad.
We had gone down to visit with her for the holidays and also to plan her wedding. She had just become engaged to her fiancé in October of that year. So we were waiting for her at the Disney's wedding planner, and she didn't arrive. She was killed by a distracted driver.
In a matter of hours, Russell and his wife Kim went from planning their daughter's wedding to planning her funeral. And now, for the past 5 years, taking on the very emotional mission of focusing the spotlight on what took their daughter's life, distracted driving.
She is one of the earliest that we've heard that were actually killed this way. There's only a few that we know of that were killed before her. And we've made it a mission that no other family should feel the way we do. This is totally preventable, and it's happening 3,000 to 4,000 times per year. So we can we go out and try to create awareness that this can happen to anyone, and we're hoping to save lives.
To do just that, they lobbied tirelessly for the passage of Heather's Law that bans texting while driving, not only here in Maryland, but also in Florida, where she was killed in a crash caused by a truck driver who was texting behind the wheel.
My name is Lexi Roberts. I'm a student athlete here at Harford.
A star volleyball player here for the Fighting Owls, who will be running in Heather's memory this weekend.
It really is an honor to be a part of it, just because she was such a big part here at Harford, and then just to really be able to do something in her memory, and something that texting and driving is a really big thing with teens, so it's really nice to get that cause out there and really bring awareness to everybody.
My name is Denise Drager. I'm the director for development here at Harford Community College.
Who has a big smile on her face because she knows students who walk by this fountain on campus every day will also benefit from this event, as proceeds from the 5K in Heather's memory will support Remembrance Book Scholarships.
Absolutely. Heather loved the college, and our hope is for this race that the students appreciate the fact that the passing of Heather supports this wonderful endeavor. And in fact, this year we have well over 200 of our students enrolled and ready to participate. So just by them supporting the race shows their appreciation.
Well, we're standing right in front of the Susquehanna Center. The race will begin and end here. It will wrap around campus, go through the new arena, over to Aberdeen Hall, past the library, and we'll finish up right here at Susquehanna Center.
Places on campus that Heather enjoyed each and every day when she was a student here.
Absolutely. She loved it, and the lobby in Aberdeen Hall is named for Heather.
With Russell Hurd at Harford Community College, ahead of the 5th annual Heather Hurd 5K run on Saturday.
The message is really simple, just to focus, drive, and stay alive. That's what we hope that people take from this event. This can happen at any time, and no phone call, no text message is worth your life. I really know that she's smiling, and I've heard her on my lowest moments say, "Dad, you know, kick it into gear, you can do this." So I know she's proud.
Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com.